Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, no one ever talks about it. It's just you should get a side hustle. It's never be careful your side hustle doesn't bite you in the ass.
Hello, and welcome to Financials Podcast Future Rich. I'm your host, Barbara Ginty, and I'm also a CFP, which is a certified financial planner. I am here with my lovely producer, Potter. Hi, Potter.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
I love having you on. It's so nice to have someone to banter with.
That's what I'm here for. I am just your banter buddy because we know I don't bring any expertise to the table.
You are a lot more engaged in what's happening online. I feel like I'm like a little bit in the dark sometimes. So
that's true. I do love a good personal finance Reddit post. I'm in there. I'm in the weeds.
Yeah, you're in there like scouting it out for me, telling me what's happening in the World Wide Web here. That I'm a little, sometimes I'm in the dark a little.
Which is actually one of the things we wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, so let's just get right into it. So we put out a post recently, and this is something that I really want to make a big push for this season, which I will say is our seventh season.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How is that possible? I'm only 23.
Yeah. I'm only 30. Because we're not aging. We asked already online if you see anything on Instagram, TikTok, Reddit that you want to fact check or get an opinion on, like send it our way because we are seeing some wild things out there. Really yeah, wild
so,
things.
So people have been sending TikToks, et cetera, to Barb that are like ranging from wildly false, completely made up out of thin air, to technically true, but there's a lot of gray area or may not apply to everyone or true with a million footnotes. So This isn't to drag anyone. This isn't to drag most people who are putting out this information, but there's a lot of people who are not credentialed. They're not experts in the field. They might be very knowledgeable, but they're putting out information that is not necessarily true.
Yeah. And also, I think the interesting thing is it's not coming from a malicious place. Like, I don't think the intention is to harm anyone or have anyone make a bad decision. The trick with personal finance is it is personal. Also, there is a lot to the industry in terms of all the different aspects of the industry, in terms of retirement income planning, insurance planning, tax planning. Also, our tax code is huge. Some of the things that I hear or see on these videos are not egregiously false, I guess I would say, but like they stop too soon. Like you should, for instance, one thing I heard was like, you should absolutely roll over your work retirement plan. But the but part never followed. The but part was like, we legally need to tell you there are three options. Like legally there needs to be a disclosure after that, explaining to you what your options are, what the fee differences are, pros and cons of leaving it, moving it. There's like, right? So like, you can't say that. Like, that can't be said. I'm actually a little nervous just saying that. But when it comes to retirement plans, there are disclaimers and disclosures that need to be given before any sort of recommendation would be made on what you do with said plan. And so some things I'm seeing are just like, can you move a work retirement plan out of your former workplace? Yes, you can. You are allowed to do that. It's not that simple from a like disclosure disclaimer standpoint to making sure you understand what your options are, pros and cons, cost affiliated as well. So that's like one really random thing that I saw.
They're missing the butt part. Come to Barb for the butt part.
Yeah, there's a butt part. You can, but like, do any of these things apply to you? Have you evaluated A, B, C, D? So there's just a lot more than like the hook, I guess. You like seeing the hook. And then I've seen anything. So like, that's not technically wrong. It's wrong from a compliance standpoint of like, you haven't been given the appropriate disclosures about what other options are and how, what those pros and cons are, costs and benefits. And then to things that are like egregiously wrong, like for instance, I had someone send me a TikTok video where the woman who's like, this is not financial advice, But in the wrong direction, you should do this. And the return on this, okay, I'm glad we're both sitting, is 20%. You can count on it being 20%. Yeah, compounding return.
Okay, send me her info. I'm in.
Yeah, like 30 or 40 years. And I was like, that's interesting. Is it with Madoff or like what? Who's doing this? Because that sounds awfully good to be true. And usually when it's too good to be true, those people end up in jail. The people offering those too good to be true. Nobody else is getting this return, but I can get that.
Yes, yes. The butt came in the wrong. The butt was in front. We need the butt to be in back.
Yeah, exactly. We need the butt to be in back. So there's two types, either missing the butt or...
or the butt was in the wrong place.
In the wrong place. So we're seeing like wild stuff online. And I do think it like all comes from a good place of like, I did this, this worked for me. But no two people are the same. Also, that might have worked for them last year. Maybe the tax rules changed.
Yes, I would say that has to be the number one red flag is applying or these people wanting to apply what they're saying as a one size fits all mandate, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a reason why if you read like a magazine or a blog, something that's really overseen by compliance standards, right? You know, not just someone putting up a video. It's very general and it should be very general. Like all of this, especially like what we do here is meant to be education. We're supposed to educate you. And then if you want something customized for your own situation, you need to go see a professional to get customized advice, which is different than education. There's nothing wrong with educating people. And I feel like it's a very gray line of being like, I did this and this worked for me. And this is what the concept is versus saying like, you should do this too because you can get a 20% return. Like that borderline, I think, scary because we don't ever use 20% compounding returns for historical or future projections. I've never seen anyone do that ever.
And now you have.
Now I have. I almost fell over. I was like, 20%? Really? You could, you know, like obviously there are good years in the market and you could have an investment that has a year where it does 20%. Absolutely. But to use that as a as part of your calculation as a future consistent, because that means that it either never goes down and always does 20% or has like limited downside, right? Because if you go down 40, you have to come back 80 to get back to where you were to just get to even. And I think that's the part that was like missed in the calculation. Cause like when your account value goes down, even if you have a 20% return, if you're working with half as much money, it doesn't even bring you back to even. So those down years really hurt. And that's where like the butt was missing in
the
that.
Butt. There's the one butt. Thing missing. It's the butt.
The butt.
Yeah. So if you see anything online that you want to get Barb's take on, Barb, your BFF CFP, just shoot us a message with whatever you want to fact check, verify, get the butt.
Yeah. And I will say, this is the other thing. While I do this every day, I don't know everything and things are changing on a regular basis. And so there's a lot of stuff that I still look up and verify and fact check myself because there's so much to know. I think it's impossible for someone to always know the answer all the time. It's just such a breadth of knowledge base that you would have to like always know everything. And so I also think like I still need to fact check stuff. So I also find it surprising for somebody who's like not doing this full time that like they tout that they know everything.
Totally.
It's a lot of content to have memorized.
So another thing I've been noticing, you know, in my personal life and hunting around in the weeds online is I feel like there's some weird tax. People are having weird tax stuff happen to them this year. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that as well. So I don't, this is just speculation. So this is just gossip. This is IRS gossip. I feel like the IRS is caught up. They were like a bit underwater with COVID, right? There was extensions and it got a little messy. People were getting checks, right? So I feel like pure speculation that the IRS is caught up and is now fact checking those returns, because I've had a lot of people get notices.
That for, like, is
prior years, like
right, but like, they're coming through like now.
Yeah, like your 2021 return, you actually owed money on that, and it is now 2023. So we're a little delayed there, but the IRS can do that. And so even so, now maybe like they're caught up and they're going back and reviewing prior year returns, previous, you know, more than yeah. 1 year, obviously. So I've had that happen to quite a few people. I would say less than 10, but more than 5.
Okay. So a little nerve-wracking, but
yeah, they do check. They do check returns.
They do check them, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think sometimes people send them in and like they're not going to be checked. It seems like they are checking the returns. And you're seeing that online, right? When you're sleuthing around there?
Yeah, or just, I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm just more tuned into it or something. But I feel like in the last week to 2 weeks, I've seen so many people bring up like weird tax stuff happening to them. It could just be because it's tax season and there is not a trend or a pattern, but I don't know. It was just something that was on my mind that I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah, I've seen it too. I would say that generally most people that I interact with don't get notices years later saying like, oh, you owe, or there wasn't yeah. enough paid. And I have seen that more than I had in the past. Now, obviously I don't do taxes. So my subset is like very limited. So it's just an opinion, but I think it's interesting that you also have seen people talk about it online. We're also coming in to tax time. So
it could just be that time of year, but
yeah. I also wonder if like post COVID more people went into like the freelance space, right?
Oh yeah. More people have weird or, you know, mm-hmm. not so straightforward tax situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you're W-2, it's really easy because payroll takes care of it for you. Your taxes are withheld on through your paycheck. Generally, right. you might get a little refund. You might owe a little bit. It's usually pretty spot on. That's what payroll should do. But if you're a 1099 or freelance contractor, you're responsible for, you know, either doing estimated tax payment or setting up your own payroll. And that's where I think a lot of people the first year, they're freelance or contractor status. Can be a bit of a shock.
Sure.
So that could be it too.
Yeah.
Those side hustles, you know?
They'll get you. You know, no one ever talks about it. It's just you should get a side hustle. It's never be careful your side hustle doesn't bite you in the ass.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously we talk about it a lot on the show. I love a side hustle because really there's only two ways to change your financial situation. It's going to be either make more money, right? And spend less or stay at the same and also spend less. So one way to make more money is to bring in or have a side hustle, right? So your income is going in and you're able to maintain your expense level and then save that difference. But there's also taxes, right? So it's all about your net, not what you're grossing. Unless it's all cash, which we won't even comment on that.
We won't tell.
We won't tell. No comment for the cash workers. But if you're getting a 1099 at the, you know, end of the year and you were a contractor, you're responsible for having either made payments along the year. Most people probably do need to make payments along the year, depending on the amount. And you're responsible for both sides. This one always shocks people. For both sides of Social Security and Medicare. People are always like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So that's always a shocker because that's 15.3%, like on top of your federal
money.
Yes. And then so if you have federal, state, and city, not everyone has three. Some people just have federal, they don't have state, they don't have city. But if you're living in the lovely New York metro area or in New York City, you're going to have federal, state, city. And then you're going to have the 15.3% on both sides of Social Security and Medicare.
That's a lot of percent. Yeah.
It's a lot of percent. Yeah. Right. People, I think that's like been one of the most interesting things is I find that people are still, so you as a, if you own your own business, freelance contractor, you pay both sides. If you work for someone, people don't realize your employer pays half. You pay half, your employer pays half. And that is something that still shocks people. I'm shocked people don't know it. And then the person I tell is shocked. They're like, well, your employer pays in.
No reason for any of us to know that because we just get our little W-4s and we sign them and we get our money. And maybe I look at the W-2 when it comes through in the mail and I'm like, huh. And then I forget about it until the next year.
I know. I feel like Social Security has like a real branding problem. Like I wish we could rebrand.
We have to rebrand Social Security.
It needs a new brand because if you think about it, 15.3% is being saved automatically. W-2 workers is being saved automatically, half you, half your employer for your retirement. I just think it's wonderful. And it gets such a bad rap. Everyone's like, it's not going to be there. It's not going to be available. And I'm like, We'll have to like play this back when we're old and gray. I think we'll be there. Tubes.
We need Gen Z to do a social security rebrand. We're counting on that.
It needs a rebrand because like in other countries, their retirement benefits are more favorably viewed by the public. But we're putting every American who has a W-2 job, 15.3% is going towards a retirement check for you and for health insurance. I don't know. It feels like a good number.
Yeah.
I mean, you need more than that to retire for sure. But I mean, I think it's more than Australia. We'll have to fact check Australia. I think there's called the Super Fund. I feel like they did a better job branding.
Well, maybe if it had a cooler name like that. Yeah.
No. Super Fund. So yeah, anyway, so in terms of the taxes, that could be, you know, tripping people up that they maybe didn't pay enough throughout the year and now they owe. I also think the IRS is caught up from COVID and I think they're paying more attention and auditing more returns. And then, yeah, if anyone wants to help me rebrand Social Security, let me know. Because I think it's a wonderful, it's an entitlement system, which no one likes to say. But
these are all bad words. You have to whisper them.
I know, whisper.
Social Security.
I think it was great legislation. I do think it will be there because so many people currently rely on it. I just don't see, like, what are we going to do with the 66 million recipients? We're just going to, like, where are we going to put them if they don't get their checks? So many people rely on it.
Australia. I don't know.
Maybe we'll send them to Australia.
I would like to thank our podcast partner, AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I gave AG1 a try because I wanted a single solution to support my immune system as a busy entrepreneur. I drink AG1 first thing in the morning before I even have my coffee, and it makes me feel ready to take on my hectic day. This has been the best investment into my daily routine and my health with just one scoop in the morning. If you're looking for a simpler, effective investment for your health, try AG1 and get 5 free AG1 travel packs and a free 1-year supply of vitamin D with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/futurerich. That's drinkag1.com/futurerich. Check it out.
Maybe we'll successfully rebrand Social Security this year. I think it's amazing. If someone wants to send me a check in retirement, like, I'm not going to be in a bad mood about it.
And I'm not going to say no to that.
Yeah, I'm not going to say no. So
Gen Z, we're counting on you. It's too late for us millennials. We're not cool anymore.
And I'm like a geriatric millennial, so I can't do anything. I'm prohibited from rebranding anything. Okay. So we'll rebrand Social Security hopefully this season. And then we're trying to switch up the format. So we would love a little feedback. We're going to try and do the mini episodes. Try because it requires me to do them on nights and weekends. I have a couple already done. So if you have any interest in understanding IRAs more, we did an IRA explainer. We also have a pro rata rule explainer. That one's fun. I've run into the pro rata rule so far this season, I think 3 or 4 times. And we just are starting. Like, we just started the season.
Yes. So the mini apps are meant to be, if you are curious about or want to learn more about just one topic, you can search through the catalog and have a listen. They're like, what, Barb, 10 minutes?
Not even. Like 5 to 10 minutes.
5 to 10 minutes. You can get a little explainer. They're as evergreen as financial advice can be.
Financial education.
Thank you for correcting me. But yeah, they're just fun little topics explained in plain English, which is what we all desire. If I'm to and speak on behalf of everyone.
Yeah. And I do the buts. So I might make it. So my hedge here is like, I might make it a little more complicated. Like, IRAs, everyone thinks are really simple, and they can be very simple depending on your income level and your work situation. So I try and go through the whole definition of like how IRAs work and like how they're impacted by different situations.
Should we rebrand the mini apps to be called butt stuff?
I don't know. We're going to have to take a team vote. The butts.
Just kidding. Butts. Gen Z, why don't we rebrand the mini episodes to be named to? Because they can't be called butt stuff.
Butt stuff. Yeah, you're right though. It's all the butts. Everyone leaves
all
it out.
All the butts. Everyone leaves out the butt. We're here to give you the butt.
Yep. We're going to give you the butt. The butt, it really makes or breaks the situation, you know?
It does. That's true. Yeah.
then we have the mini episodes, but then I'm also going to do, I want to do more Q&As because I like this fact checking. I feel like some people have one or two questions and don't necessarily want to come on the pod to do a whole deep dive about where they are, where they're going. So we are going to do more Q&As. So we'll do some episodes where we just answer questions. So if you want to write in questions that you have without coming on the show, because it's more of a time commitment.
Yeah, you could write in. You could also send us a voice note. We'll play it. If you just have a quick question, like came across this sum of money, or I've got this debt in this form and this debt in this form, which one should I pay off first? That sort of stuff. Toss it our way.
Yeah. Voice notes. This is showing my age here as a geriatric. A what?
Write us a letter, get your typewriter out, stick it in the mail.
Yeah. Send us a voice note. That would be awesome. I love that idea. Or you can just Instagram message it to us, or we have a website.
We do. There. Websites are kind of archaic, aren't they?
They are. They do feel really archaic.
It's very old school of us to have a website. I know. I love that.
We need to update it probably.
We probably do.
We like stay on top of Instagram. We're also on TikTok.
And I'm sure everyone's noticed we have a new cover art refresh. She's your girl. I mean, look at that. Look at that art. And now you get to see Barb's beautiful face as she's doling out this education.
Yeah, it's all about the education. Well, because it's like really the foundation for all of your success, right? So the more you know, you got to know about the butts. It's whether or not you succeed, really, with understanding.
The butt. The crux of it is the butt.
Yes. So we are super excited for this season. Our first episode will be out next week. Get ready for the pro rata roll because it comes up in the very beginning of the season. There. It's there. I cannot believe how many people are unaware of this rule.
Really? I mean, mm-hmm. I'm saying that as if I'm not fully unaware of the pro rata rule myself, but I need to listen to the mini app.
Yes, we'll talk about it, the pro rata rule. Not everyone runs into it. I think that you just should know that it exists. It's like, just be aware that it's out there, hiding, waiting to get you. I think the reason we're running into it so much is the Roth IRAs have gotten such, they're really positively branded online. You know, they have a great brand. Everybody wants one. And so they're getting a lot of play on social media. And so then no one's talking about the boogeyman over here, which is the pro rata rule. So all they're talking about are the Roths. And so then the pro rata rule is just hiding in the background, waiting for some unsuspecting person who's like, that TikTok was amazing. I totally want a Roth. And the pro rata rule is like, yes, you should do it.
Yes, get that Roth.
Get the Roth.
That's because terrifying.
Because you can go over the butts. So nobody knows, but Roths are great. But also
Social Security needs to get Roths publicists.
Yes, they do. Social Security 100% needs Roth's publicists because like the
Roth. Call up Roth's publicist, get you a better reputation.
Yeah, a way better reputation. So yeah, the Roths are crushing it online. Social Security, not so much. And then the pro rata rule is just hanging out waiting for people to screw this up. Just happy to be in the background waiting to catch you. And not everyone runs into it, but the fact that nobody knows what it is frightening, I think.
Totally. And you're right. Roths are very trendy right now.
Too trendy. Like, this is like my unpopular opinion too. I love Social Security. I think it's amazing. And I think it will be around. I have so many positive things to say about Social Security. Roth's unpopular take here is I think they're great. I absolutely like them. I personally have one. I don't think they're as wonderful. I just think the brand needs to come down a notch because it's all about math, right? So like, people do it regardless of tax situation, and that doesn't make any sense to me because we have to talk about math. Like,
yes, you want to look at the whole picture.
Yeah, if you're in a super high bracket today, and you might not be in that bracket in the future, well, then Roth might not be your best option.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, because you have to. No, not everyone knows where they're going to be. But like, for instance, I worked in Manhattan in the beginning of my career, and this is my specific situation. This is not to be used for anybody else, but I was paying federal, city, state, right? All of them. It was pretty high bracket. I am not paying city tax anymore, right? So there's a tax saving. So you have to like take the actual calculation of where your taxes are today versus where you think they'll be. And sometimes if you're in a very high bracket, you are better off not doing a Roth because you're not paying tax on the contribution. And then when you go to take it out, you're in a definitively lower bracket. Then you shouldn't, right? You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have paid all the tax because you're not going to have that tax in the future.
Right.
Maybe we'll do a little explainer on the math behind this.
Yeah, I feel like I need a visual aid to assist me with that one.
Okay. Anyway, so that's why I love Roths, but I don't love them as much as their publicist does, because I think it depends on your individual tax situation if it really behooves you to pay taxes today versus pay taxes later. It could net out to be the same.
Yeah.
But okay. I will say they have the best brand out there for any financial...
Everyone last year went and got themselves a Stanley Cub and a Roth. And they called
it good. That's exactly what happened. Everyone's like, I'm going to have my Stanley and I have my Roth IRA and I'm winning. That's exactly what happened. And I'm like, I like Social Security and I'm not sure I'm completely sold that everybody should have a Roth. I mean, I want a Stanley though. I don't have a Stanley Cup. I feel a little left out.
Yeah, same. No, I mean,
you don't here have I one
am with my, no, here I am with my plastic cup that goes to my blender that I drink water out of.
We're not allowed to use plastic anymore. We're not allowed to.
I know. Oh my gosh. But now they're saying the Stanley Cups have lead in them. That's what the internet tells me. So you know what? Maybe my Nutribullet cup that's 15 years old is actually better.
I thought you were going to hold up a mason jar.
No. Oh my gosh. That would be so chic and so 2014.
It would be. I don't have a Stanley. I just have like a regular coffee mug.
That's really cute. That's very Utah. For those who cannot see. Oh, can you see Barb? Some people can see you right now, but.
Oh yeah. People can see me. They can't see you.
Super cute. They do not need to see me right now, but you've got a super cute clay, mountainous, very Utah mug.
Artisan. It was
artisan. That's the right word.
Yeah. I know. I picked this up at like a little
a nice clay
studio.
Landscape. Oh, of course you did. That's adorable.
I still want a Stanley though, as long as there's like not too much lead in it. I like
sure
the idea.
I'm sure, it's a healthy amount of lead.
I like the idea that you could like clean the inside of it because like so many of the water bottles, you can't really.
Yeah, you can't get your hand in there, and no one knows what's going on in there.
No. Although I will say as a waitress, I think this is a great, here's a great tip. As a waitress, you use lemon juice and salt because salt is like.
Oh, beans, I got to try that on my humidifier.
And then you put hot water in it and then you shake it. And so it like kind of scrapes around the sides to like clean it. And I will say, I do think it's like one of the best. It's very clean, right? Because it's salt, lemon, and hot water. I don't know. You could also use soap too, but it gets like anything inside out.
Wow. Hot tip.
Yeah.
Come to the pod for the financial education and leave with some
cleaning tips.
Cleaning tips.
Tips. Yeah. So maybe next time for the next episode, maybe I'll have a Stanley.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of, now I want one after this conversation.
My lead intake. I'm going to do a little digging about how much lead it is.
The news about the lead, you know, it doesn't scare me. People just want to yuck everyone else's yum.
What a success story. They went from like, what was the number? Did you read the story about how they got a new, was it a CEO or a new something or other? And then they did all these colors and they initially, because they used to just be like the green, like I go to work like, with my thermos.
I think of like my grandpa going fishing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was just trying to think. I don't even think my grandfather, who was a truck driver, I probably even took it. I probably didn't even drink water. Probably didn't even take anything with him.
Oh yeah. They didn't drink water back then. They a sip of coffee and then that was what they subsisted on.
Yeah, I don't think, yeah. He delivered beer. Maybe he had a beer at lunch.
Drinking water wasn't invented until like 1993, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't think you drank water. My dad still doesn't. He does. I'm like, you should have some water. He's like, no. Does not drink water. I'm like, I think you need to drink water. And he was like, I had a couple of cups of coffee. There's water in there. I'm like, no, you need like actual water. So I doubt my grandfather took a Stanley to work. But that's what I imagined, right? Like taking it fishing or camping or to like a construction site and it's like army green. And then I think whoever came on board was like, let's do pink.
Okay, Social Security, but make it fun colors.
Yeah, this is exactly. So whoever helped with the Stanley, can you come help Social Security? They need
Please
you.
Do Social Security next. We are begging you.
The hard part is it's a government agency. So it's like not easy to get hired.
It's not, no.
You get a pension. It's not easy to get hired. That's the problem.
That's where they get you.
That's where they get you. Well, next time you all see us, I will maybe have a Stanley that's pink, and we'll be working on rebranding Social Security. And in the meantime, you should send along anything you want us to fact check and any topics you want us to do a mini butt episode on.
Yeah, truly anything. Just pretend you're in the group chat, send it over to us. And I'm sorry for how many times we said butt in this episode.
I'm not. We need it out there. It's not out there enough. We do.
It's a taboo, and it shouldn't be to say but.
It shouldn't be. And we are also going to ask you this season, if you like our show, which we hope you do, because we've been around for 7 years, please rate and review us and share us with a friend. So send us around. Don't keep us to yourself.
Don't hide us from the world.
Don't hide us. We want to be shared. And follow along on Instagram.